Chapter 17, Advances in Book Publication. In 1889 it had been more than 40 years since Ellen White had seen and visioned the streams of light bearing the third angel's message to all the world. The production of the first copy of Present Truth had been one person's job, the writing, editing, carrying in a carpet bag to the post office. Since that time, great advances in publishing had been made. There were now in 1889 a number of well-equipped publishing houses, well-staffed, well-organized, with goals to go into all the world. From the publication of the first testimony pamphlet in 1855, important instruction, admonition, encouragement, and reproof had reached the church through 31 testimony pamphlets, each from 16 pages to 240 pages. In 1878, the General Conference session voted that these materials be kept in print and made available to the church in a more permanent form. S.N. Haskell declared testimony number 31 to be the most solemn one that has been published, Ibid, October 24, 1882. Early in the Ohio camp meeting, a copy arrived, and frequently the entire camp was called together to hear portions read. The hearers were deeply affected. The Signs of the Times, September 7, 1882.
G. I. Butler, president of the General Conference, wrote of it, "Never before has so important a testimony been given to us. It is filled with the choicest matter and the most stirring truths. Never were our dangers set before us as a people more clearly." The Review and Herald, August 22, 1882. Reported Sanborn, a minister, "How thankful I feel that the Lord has not left us in our darkness and backslidings, but in mercy calls us to hear His special counsel," Ibid, September 19, 1882. Many of the earlier writings, published in small printings, had been out of print for years, or partially incorporated in other publications. Just before the opening of 1883, a little volume bearing the title of Early Writings of Ellen G. White came from the press. It was a book eagerly sought by Adventist families, for it provided Ellen's three earliest books, long out of print. 1. Christian Experience and Views of Mrs. E. G. White, a 64-page pamphlet published in 1851 that presented many of her early visions. This included her first vision, at this time found in no other work. 2. Supplement to Experience and Views, a 48-page pamphlet published in 1854. It explained some points in the preceding work that were not clear to all readers, and added some testimony-type articles on church order, etc. 3. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, the 219-page presentation of the Great Controversy. Story, published in 1858. Of these writings Butler wrote, "These were the very first of the published writings of Sister White. Since they went out of print, many thousands have become interested in her writings. Many of these have greatly desired to have in their possession all she has written for publication. It meets a want long felt." In 1885, the year Ellen White went to Europe, if a new Adventist had wanted to purchase all the E.G. White books available, he or she would have been able to secure the following: Early Writings, an 1882 republication of the first three E.G. White books issued in the 1850s. The Spirit of Prophecy, Volumes 1-4, which told the Great Controversy story. The first three were 400-page books, and the fourth, 500 pages. Testimonies for the Church, Volumes 1-4, a reprint of 30 testimony pamphlets issued between the years 1855 and 1881 in four volumes of about 700 pages each. Two testimony pamphlets. Sketches from the Life of Paul, a 334-page volume. Older Adventists might have had Spiritual Gifts, Volumes 1-4, the forerunners of the Spirit of Prophecy series. The second volume is a biographical work issued in 1860. They might also have had How to Live, comprising 6 pamphlets on health, each with 1 feature article from Ellen White, and the balance, related material selected and compiled by her, and a 64-page pamphlet, Appeal to Mothers.